This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 6th, 2016 AD. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Commenting on the VP debate Tuesday night, the Trump campaign complained that Democrat candidate Tim Kaine interrupted Mike Pence and the moderator a full 72 times during the debate. And at one point, when Tim Kaine finally stopped interrupting, Governor Mike Pence shared his Christian testimony.
My Christian faith is at the very heart of who I am. I was also raised in a wonderful family of faith. It was church on Sunday morning and grace before dinner. But my Christian faith became real for me when I made a personal decision for Christ when I was a freshman in college. I've tried to live that out, however imperfectly, every day of my life since. With my wife at my side, we followed a calling into public service where we've tried to keep faith with the values that we cherish.
Catholics are more likely to support Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump, according to a recent poll commissioned by a Catholic pro-abort group named Catholics for Choice. The survey found 56% of Catholics favored Clinton, 40% favored Trump. Two policemen were stabbed yesterday by a man in a Muslim neighborhood in Brussels. While it's not confirmed yet, it is suspected that it could be an act of terror. Focus on the Family is spearheading an event today called Bring Your Bible to School. According to the ministry's site, nearly 300,000 students have signed up to participate this year. Jim Daly says they're looking for students to exercise and understand their First Amendment rights by toting their Bibles into a public school classroom. Matthew 10:32 says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Recent analysis of the Census Bureau data indicates 10.9 million immigrant children, mostly from Muslim nations, are now in public schools. That's 23% of public school children. The U.S. Department of Justice announced yesterday the arrest of Thomas Martin, a former Navy lieutenant who was a contractor for the same firm as Edward Snowden. Martin was arrested in August by the FBI and charged with theft of extremely classified hacking codes from the NSA, according to Fox News. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in Haiti on Tuesday, and it has devastated the country once again. Two people were killed and thousands of farms were destroyed. The World View reached Dr. David Vanderpool with Live Beyond, who was on the ground in Haiti. He says that the response of the Haitian Christians to the storm was not one of despair.
Just a tough, tough situation. And yet, this morning in chapel, the people were dancing and singing and praising God for delivering them from the hurricane. They were thanking Jesus for being their protector. And, you know, they know exactly where their hope comes from.
Live Beyond regularly feeds 25,000 people. But Dr. Vanderpool expects that number to triple after the hurricane, with the destruction of many farms.
We feed about 25,000 people a month before the hurricane. That was just sort of our normal routine. Now I'm sure that will be tripled or quadrupled after the hurricane.
You can make a donation for the Haiti relief effort through SamaritansPurse.org or LiveBeyond.org. A wiggling toe saved the life of 22-year-old Sam Hemming. She was hospitalized after a severe car accident in the UK, reported LifeSite News. It was so bad. The family had said their goodbyes, and doctors were about to pull life support. That's when somebody saw Hemming's toe wiggling. Within a few days, she was off life support. It was not long before she was walking and talking again. Her parents called her a, quote, walking miracle, unquote. And that's the World View on this Thursday, October 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.